everyone. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today the topic is somewhat inspired by my weekly column, but actually today we're going to be veering off course a bit because I've got a cornucopia of really terrific guests, several of whom are actually in studio with me today. You can find my columns all over the world or easily at bruceallen.com. Just hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu with lots of options. This week's column is called Men Versus Women Cars, another edition in my favorite politically incorrect blog series. But I'm not sure how much we're going to actually get to that because I have some really cool and interesting guests today. Today's guests are Janet Rouse and Ron Cuff from safelaunch.org, financial guru Jim Sheinberg, Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for Therapy Talk. But quickly, the news. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called A Call from Big Brother. Now, what do our college kids call us about usually? Money. So that's a little hint on what that one's about. Tonight at Dad Chat, we're talking Game Day Bites, sponsored by Mars Bites, and you can win one of three $100 Walmart gift cards. So for those local listeners in Santa Barbara listening today, I hope you will join us. Dad Chat is every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. West Coast time, that's PT, and 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is George Benson sings Nat King Cole at the Hollywood Bowl. Smile. And that's a reference to one of his classic songs. And I bet you very few of you know who actually wrote that song, that classic Nat King Cole song, Smile. And I'm not even going to tell you. I'm breaking format with special in-studio guests Ron Cuff and Janet Rouse from safelaunch.org, which we'll learn more about shortly. Ron Cuff is a father and retired Navy commander with extensive experience as a U.S. Navy carrier pilot with more than 4,000 hours of flight time. That's a lot of flying. Having been safely launched from and landed on seven different U.S. aircraft carriers over 120 times, he knows the importance of teamwork and commitment to a successful launch. Get it? Safe launch. Ron has served on quite a few nonprofit boards before he and Janet co-founded Safe Launch, most recently serving as president of the San Luis Obispo Child Abuse Prevention Council. Janet Rouse is a mother of two and married to Santa Barbara City Council member and Mayor Pro Tem Randy Rouse. I didn't know that, Janet. Oh, my gosh. I better be careful. I was going to grill you. Now I'm going to have to be really respectful. Together, they own the Paradise Cafe and are celebrating 30 years in business this year. Congratulations. And it's a favorite spot for locals in Santa Barbara, located on Anacapa Street, just down the street from the courthouse. Janet has served on the boards of the Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse and the Foundation for Santa Barbara High School and is a sustaining member of the National Charity League. Welcome to the show, both Ron and Janet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's get started. What the heck is Safe Launch? Please tell us about your nonprofit and what it is and what we need to know.
Well, let's get started. But before we do that, I'd really like to commend you, Bruce, for promoting fatherhood. You know, the last statistic I read said that 40% of children are being born out of wedlock. And that usually means they don't have an involved father. So we really need to work on that issue. But thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure, and I believe it's an important issue, and I think we're making progress.
Good.
But as we know, fatherless homes lead to occasional problems in the homes for the kids, which, of course, is what your organization is about. So I will segue it back to you.
Well, Safe Launch, as you intimated, came from my experience as a carrier pilot, and currently we operate 11 different aircraft carriers. They all have crews of around 5,000. And all 5,000 of those people are working in concert to make sure that pilots get launched safely into the wild blue yonder, to coin a Air Force phrase. But it's the same way with kids. We have to work as a community to make sure that our kids are launched safely. And Safe Launch's primary message is that kids 14 years old or less or under are 600% more susceptible to addiction than our adults. So that's huge.
That's a pretty astonishing statistic.
It really is.
Janet is nodding. She doesn't understand that this is radio. It's not television. So you need to say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying not to interrupt. It's hard. I'm sitting on my hands.
Well,
No. Interruption is the hallmark of good radio.
I'll throw the ball to Janet, but one other really salient point is that kids are currently being exposed on average at age 12 now.
To what? To drugs?
Any kind of addictive substances.
Alcohol, tobacco, or other drugs.
Is the age now. So we don't even know what the percentage is.
I didn't see any of that stuff until I was an adult, pretty much. And even in my showbiz career, which was really took place in the 80s when cocaine was popular. I never even saw cocaine at any Hollywood party. It was, I felt really sheltered. And what you're really saying is kids are just not sheltered at all anymore.
That's right. Well, and you're very internet savvy, so you know what's out there on the internet and YouTube, and you can find anything you want to find and things you don't want to find.
That is sadly true. It's a very mixed blessing.
Right.
So, Janet, tell us more about what you actually do and what our listeners can do to support your efforts.
Thank you. Well, 3 years ago, Ron and I got together and founded Safe Launch, and we've developed three youth programs that we think will make a difference in this issue, where we're really just raising awareness. So just like you said, you were unaware about the brain's susceptibility to becoming dependent when you're younger. It's just so much higher. So from the community standpoint, because we're not teachers and we're not therapists, we're in the community raising community awareness, we've developed three programs. So one of them is a television show that we adopted 2 years ago called Santa Barbara Teen News Network, where teens are...
So that's on public access
mm-hmm.
television?
It's at TV Santa Barbara, locally here produced, and it's a media production class where the students learn from beginning to end how to make a television show, but they're also a part of making the content. So it's what matters to them. So it's teens creating content, going out into the community, videotaping, doing interviews, doing in-studio production.
Now, is the productions about addiction, or is it unrelated? It's just an outlet for them to have a constructive place to, you know, do a hobby, so to speak.
It's
a creative
both.
Outlet for the kids,
But the content isn't specific to this issue.
No.
There's a health segment on the show.
Okay.
So that's how that kind of bubbles up and trickles out.
Okay. So, and the other two programs?
Do you want to take one?
No, you take them all.
I love it
when you do that.
All right. And our second program that we've started is called the Media 500 Contest. And it rotates through the arts. So from art, photography, songwriting, video, drama, writing, we invite teens in the community to apply or enter the contest. And then we have specialists, experts in those fields as the jurists, if you will, for the submissions, and then we award them once a year with big cash scholarship prizes. So two $500 contest prizes, two $250s, two $125s, and we have a big celebration award ceremony about that. And
so again, that is not a specific to addiction type of program. That's what's so interesting. These are things that give the kids other outlets.
Well,
is that
one
inherent
is...
in your philosophy?
Our philosophy revolves around peer-to-peer messaging.
Okay.
Because we have seen that really adults talking to kids doesn't work that well.
I have two teenagers, so I know it very well.
Yeah, anybody who's a parent knows that. And in my experience, I ran a program for the Naval Reserve called Campaign Drug Free. We put our uniforms on, go around to talk to kids in schools. And it was just a one-shot deal. Because we had uniforms, they paid a little bit more attention to us. But I don't really think it had the kind of impact that peer-to-peer messaging has. When we expose kids to the horrors of addiction and allow them to talk among themselves about the threat that they're under as people who own young brains that aren't fully mature yet, I think that is powerful.
So because we only have 2 minutes left, Janet, tell us about the third program.
The third program is... I'm
Paint
blanking.
My plane.
Painting Ron's plane. So this Saturday we're going to Santa Maria, for example, and we're flying up in Ron's Cessna 182, and we will land at the Santa Maria Airport, where local teens from the Boys and Girls Club are going to meet us there. They'll have a science brain addiction lesson. They'll get to check out the local fire truck, which is new up there at the airport, and then they'll take over the plane, and they'll cover it with paint with a really positive, life-affirming, anti-addiction and healthy message. So it'll be great. It's our
third
one.
You don't know what they're going to paint.
No, we don't. But we know it'll be awesome.
Well, I hope you'll send me some photos.
I'd
like to do a little social media about that event.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. You're really innovative. I love what you're doing. And the peer-to-peer thing, I think, is incredibly wise because You're right. They just don't hear us. They don't hear the authorities. And showing them those movies that they show in school about not doing this or not doing that, you know they're just not. They're laughing at it behind the backs of the authorities. So this is very, very, very wise. What can our listeners do to support your efforts, contribute, volunteer, whatever, and where can you be found?
I'm so glad you asked that, because we are really struggling to find people in the healthcare community, in the medical community, because this really is a health issue. It's a public health issue.
Find people to do what?
To help us. We need their support. Our next big project is to stand up a parent club, and part of the parent club will involve health screening for kids. And we're talking about a mobile health screening unit.
So could these volunteers, if they volunteer, come from anywhere, or they need to be local?
Anywhere. We have friends across the country.
Yeah. Great. Okay, because this is a national show, right, and it's heard all over the place. Yeah. So I want all my listeners to know that if you want to get involved, you can wherever you are. Now, where is our contact information?
www.safelaunch.org.
Safelaunch.org. Is there anything on Twitter or anything? You have a Facebook page also, don't
we're
you?
We're all over. We're on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, you name it.
So basically with Safe Launch, if you search Safe Launch, you'll find most everything in Google.
Right. And if you go the wrong way and you end up with safelaunch.com, you'll end up with a drain plug for your boat. So that you'll know you're in the wrong place.
Okay. I think on that note, I will thank the two of you for joining me in the studio and invite my listeners to stay tuned for Money Talks after these messages.